Recorded Books and RB Digital present Weave the Lightning by Corey L. Lee. Narrated by Amanda Lee Cobb. Chapter 1. Selka Prochaska's breath came quick in the pre-dawn darkness, beating condensation on the window. She wiped it away with her sleeve, straining for the glint of a signal lantern. The circus train's steady clack-clack of tires on track slowed as they neared the rail yard, and the swaying sleeper car threatened to lull her back to sleep. Brakes screeched, metal on metal. Selka forced her eyes wide. Her family's waking murmur sounded wrong, their voices hushed, covers rustling furtively, coughs cut with tension. A match hissed. A golden flare that shattered Selka's night vision as her cousin Ella lit a dark lantern, slamming its shutter quickly into place, plunging them back into darkness. In a pause between the cry of brakes, Aunt Benedicta asked, "Who are we expecting?"
"Two people,"
Grandfather said, and Selka filled in the rest. Two resistance fighters her family would smuggle into their sleeper car. Selka burned to know what they had done or knew to be hunted by the Tyemstvoi, the secret police. Cupping her hands around her face, Selka blinked to recover her night vision, squinting to spot motion. Beneath her nightshirt, her storm pendant hung heavy about her throat, and Selka could almost imagine Pa keeping lookout beside her. "The Boshkeye storms will return soon," he'd told her years ago, as he unfastened the brass pendant from around his neck. "Your imbuements will be key to our victory against the state." He'd placed the pendant over her head, and she'd been so proud to have earned his trust. But the secret police had dragged Pa away, and strain as she might during thunderstorms, the lightning flashing through Burshkanya's skies carried no magic. The circus train rounded a bend, and ahead, light streamed from the rail yard watch house. Fighting free of memory, Selka blocked the brightness with her palm, searching for the resistance signal.
"Now,"
Grandfather said, and light flashed in Selka's periphery as Ella unshuttered her lantern in code. After a moment, lamplight cut the underbrush in response. "There," Selka cried. "I think." She'd spotted only a flicker, the distance too great or angle oblique. "I couldn't read the code." Beside her, Ella repeated her querying signal. Selka bit her lip, awaiting the response. The train lurched to a stop, swaying. Steam swallowed the night. Faint through the steam's engine fog, the underbrush lit in a frenzied flash, flash, flash. Selka's stomach lurched. She'd memorized the code, but had never seen it used. "Pursuit!" Her whisper sounded dangerously loud over the ping of cooling metal. Aunt Benedicta cursed.
"We have to abort."
"No." Selka squinted into the darkness where she'd spotted the signal, hoping the warning had been a mistake. Her throat tasted of bile, but surely their contacts would only risk the rendezvous if they carried important information. "We have to help them."
"Silence," Grandfather said.
Shouts filtered in from outside, and metal clanged as the roustabouts decoupled sections of the train. Selka's breath sounded harsh in her ears. Part of her wanted to take back her plea. If the secret police were already in the rail yard, further signals could lead them straight to her family. The Tyemstvoi could arrest them all. Kill them all.
"Quickly, Ella," Grandfather said. "Signal the welcome."
Metal creaked as Ella unshuttered the dark lantern in a new pattern. Selka closed her eyes, touched her storm pendant, and sent a prayer for safety to the storm gods.
"Andric," Grandfather said, "take Selka's watch. Selka, can you see anything?"
Selka's bunk sagged as Uncle Andric knelt beside her, pressing his face to the glass. Outside, gravel crunched beneath running feet. The train swayed into motion again, stopped too suddenly. Blotting out the outside world, Selka focused on Susednia, the neighboring reality. The rail yard scents of creosote and coal smoke receded beneath sawdust and manure. Susednia coalesced around her until Selka stood on a high wire, beneath a darkened big top, her feet in a perfect
Sample complete. Ready to continue?